looks for is certainty and a reliability around an economy. And both national, if you like, and international, local businesses and international businesses, they want to be able to rely on a stable economy where there's predictability around tax rates, predictability about the future, and where the difficulties that we're experiencing as a result of the growth in the housing and childcare education areas, a confidence that they're going to be dealt with. And I do believe that the budget has dealt with those issues, has laid out a pathway forward in terms of dealing with all of that. And I think that's very, you know, that sets the pathway for future growth and the important job creation continuing, because that's what makes the biggest difference to people's lives, that when you can get a job and when you can rely on the rates, the social welfare rates and your income tax rates and so on. So I think from the point of view of supporting business with access to credit as well, for example, we have a new scheme in relation to that, over 300 million at a low rate of 4% being available to businesses who may get into difficulties because of the Brexit situation. So I think from all of that point of view, this is a budget that sets out a very steady path ahead.
You did just mention Brexit there, and given your opening remarks about certainty and reliability, the issue, particularly in a county such as Donegal and the other border counties, where there is so much trade happening with Derry, Tyrone and the other counties across the border, certainty and reliability in the face of Brexit are perhaps two luxuries we don't have.
Well, there are uncertainties, undoubtedly, and what you have to do is prepare as best you can. We don't know yet how the Brexit negotiations are going to work out. What we do know is that we have certain criteria that we want to ensure are met, that there is no border, that we protect our trade and our common travel area, secure the peace, of course, and make sure that nothing happens that would interfere with that. You know, so all of that, there are uncertainties, but what you do in the face of uncertainty, you have your key criteria in terms of the negotiations and you prepare as best you can. And I think that's the key point in relation to Brexit, that you prepare as much as you can. And again, you have to prepare. The budget had to prepare for Brexit insofar as it could in terms of supporting firms who can diversify, you know, have funding available for firms that might find it difficult in the short term, but who clearly are viable in the long term and can maintain their position in the British and Irish market.
You'll obviously be keeping a close eye on the performance of IDEA Ireland, Enterprise Ireland, the other development agencies in terms of attracting industry in, particularly to the regions, which has been identified as a priority for some time. One of the issues we're being told is that the multinationals and indeed larger companies are reluctant to come to the regions because of infrastructure issues, because of housing issues, because of other issues like that. So while attempting to bring in industry to these regions, you're also going to have to be looking at the wider infrastructural issues. Is that moving fast enough, given that the current national plan goes right up to 2040?
Of course, the interesting point about jobs in the regions is that more jobs were created in the regions over the last year than in urban areas. You know, the vast majority of jobs, you know, were created in the regions. And of course, what we have to do, you're right, is to continue to improve the infrastructure, you know, all over the country, and the National Investment Capital Plan that we have and the National Planning Framework that's going to be coming out towards the end of the year, that's going to really support, you know, we obviously want inclusive growth. Sometimes firms that are lost to Dublin are lost to the country, but we want inclusive growth, and that includes in all our regions. And you have to have the capital investment to create that infrastructure, but, you know, IDEA continue to develop properties. We have a budget for developing properties around the country next year. But also, of course, there's areas like tourism. You know, there's a big win for many of the border counties in terms of keeping the 9% VAT rate for tourism. Now, you know, Sinn Féin would have proposed abolishing that. I think that would have been devastating. In the context of Brexit, there are uncertainties around that market with the reduction in visitors from the UK. So you have to look to other areas like tourism as well, like boosting tourism, making sure that we continue to be an attractive destination. And also, I would say, supporting our local businesses, our small businesses, our medium businesses. They are the backbone of this country, and that's where, you know, the vast majority of job creation is going to come from.